Welcome to the AA Podcast, brought to you by BTB Media,
where each week the listeners decide what the first A stands for.
Action. We're going home.
Going home.
What was the thing on that? It was like, cause you're a good girl and you know.
That's me, y'all.
You act so different on IG.
Oh my gosh. That's his favorite line, y'all.
I love that. Oh.
I hate playing that song just because.
Well, I forgot we're recording. They always catch us. Every single time. Do y'all believe that y'all be catching us or y'all think I'm bullshit?
I'm gonna say we need a new bit.
I don't think they believe me. Anywho, hello, hello, beautiful people. Welcome to another episode of the AA Podcast. I am your favorite host, Austin Raley.
First of all, you're not the favorite. I am the favorite.
No, you're the favorite hostess, though.
Okay, fine.
Semantics. I'm your favorite host, Austin Raley.
Fine, and I'm your favorite hostess, Elena.
That's almost like the conversation you have about, like, you seen that tweet where it's like alumni, alumnus, alumni's, alumna, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's what this conversation is. Like, know what you are. You're a hostess. You're not a host. I guess you could be a host. It is Pride Month, so
I would say when you see shows, they label women as host, also not hostess.
Well, they need to be more inclusive of what they
are.
You
think we work at a restaurant?
Well,
hosting.
Wait, but if it's a guy, it's still a host, right? And then if it's a girl, it's a hostess. Anywho. I know.
We really just went into that.
I know, we really did. But that's not what we're talking about today, guys. You know, we've had another little small break. Logistically working on some things behind the scenes. A lot of big things are happening, so I'm glad you guys stay with this. Sure. But I'm definitely excited about today's topic. Today's topic has a lot of, like, energy that I think us as millennials can, like, really relate to.
Today's topic is, what do the kids say? Wait, it's V-ghetto. Y'all know what the V stand for? It's just very.
V-ghetto?
V. They just be like V instead of very. It's V-ghetto.
I've never heard that in my life.
Really? It's a thing.
It's probably because I work with adults and not
it's Gen Z. It's
children. But anywho, Elena, without further ado, what is our topic?
Today's topic. Adulting Anonymous.
Adulting Anonymous.
Or adulthood? Adulting?
Adulting, adulthood, same thing. Okay. Adulthood anonymous probably has a better ring to it.
Okay, adulthood.
Adulthood is the noun form. Adulting is the verb.
Facts. Facts.
We just got into this point where we have to be adults as millennials. Probably within the last 3 to 7 years-ish, we've hit this like adult stride. And I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't like it. It is not my bag at all. I mean, I enjoy being an adult, but like, you never realize how much stuff you don't pay for until you pay for it.
Man.
I never understood my mom when she was like, do you got McDonald's money more than I do right now in my life?
Because, especially at the wrong time, that little $7 on that meal, it add up.
It adds up. And what's so crazy about adulting, and we're going to start on the financial side, I guess, because this is just the easiest thing to hit on. It'd be so crazy how you get paid. Let's say you get paid on the 15th, right? Mm-hmm. First, whatever, pick a date. It's crazy how literally 2 days later, half of it's gone just on automatic bills.
Man, oh my God.
Car insurance, gone. Health insurance, gone. Dental insurance, gone. Card up, gone.
Nobody.
Groceries, gone.
Nobody, my bills with my check. Like, dang, can I even get it first?
You're like, wake up, now you got paid. You're wake up, now you got paid, and the first thing you do is pay more bills because you're like, I definitely got to pay this. Like, you go up at like 7 a.m. knowing your money's in the bank,
and you just start paying stuff.
You start paying for stuff.
You need to know what you are left with after. Like, yes, wake up on payday, instantly. Listen, I will schedule my bills to come out the night before I get paid just so they come out that day because I don't have time to wait. Take it now. Just take it because you're going to take it anyway. I need to know.
How come nobody gave us the truth behind being an adult? Because I feel like growing up, all I ever wanted to do was to be 18 or 21. All I ever wanted to be was like not a kid. And now I'm like, make me a kid again. Make me seven. I want to be seven again. Seven is the age where like, you have a look like you can do everything's like still new and fun. Or no, not 17, make me 17 again.
Okay.
High school 17.
Yeah, that would say that was the time to be carefree, boy. I was working. I had my own little money. Ooh, and I didn't have nothing to really pay.
Man. I had a car. I had a slider. I always had food. Yeah. Parents had to still feed you, so you couldn't go hungry.
That is true.
Make me 17. I could still drink a little bit. Oh. All that was the cheap stuff.
I wasn't drinking at 17.
Yes, you were. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. I literally watched you drink at 17.
Sorry, Mom.
But, like, it's crazy how nobody warned us about adulthood. There was, and not that it needs to be a class, but, like, I feel like one day we literally got done with college, and or for most people, you didn't even go to college. You graduated from high school, and then the next day they said, do something with your life. And that type of pressure is, like, crazy. To say you just graduated. And, like, a lot of us, most people went to public schools. And we all know the whole theory behind public schools and being underfunded. But, like, just imagine you being an average 18-year-old. You graduate from high school. Mm-hmm. And the next thing they say, hey, you just got done being in a system where everything was taken care of for you for the most part.
Yep.
2 months from now, I need you to have a job.
All right, pick a career. Go ahead.
Yeah. I need you to be protected.
Plan now. Out the rest of your life.
Right now. That's so crazy. That's wild to me.
It is.
That's like it. Even now, I'm 26. I feel like I barely have a grasp on like my life. I'm probably one big mistake away from being back with my mom, and not in a great position. I'm one mistake away.
For sure.
And I feel like that's adulting.
It is. You like. With adulting, you never really know what you're gonna get. Like even when it comes to like bills, like think about like your electric bill. 1 month it could be $30. Uh-huh. Next month it could be $117. Mm-hmm. The next month it could be $200.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you don't know. And like car trouble, you don't know when your air is gonna go out or your engine blows up or
You get hit by somebody.
It's just, adulting.
But I think that's it. That's it, though. That's what it is. Adulting is not even about being independent. Adulting is just saying anything that happens now is on you. It's not on you. Whereas, like, when you a kid or you in, like, high school, or like, you're not, you know, even in college, you're not an adult yet because something happens to you. It's low-key on somebody else. Your coach, your teacher, your parents. Once you finish, it's on you now. So if you can't get your car fixed, guess who cares? Nobody. And your parents might help. You might be in a position where your parents help. But then your parents are like, now you got to take care of this. Like, that's like the epitome of it. It's on you now. And nobody else to even, you can't even look up like, it's on you.
Now that makes me think about, you know how yesterday I was talking to you about like medical bills. And like, mm-hmm. So at the start of 2021, y'all, it was just a hard year medically, I guess. I had one bill. I had so many, like, bills that my mom paid one of them. Yeah. And I am forever grateful for her paying that one medical bill. And two of them came back to back. One came yesterday and the other one came the day before. One was only $30. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. I'll take that. Like, that's fine.
Oh, you got good insurance.
Then the one... That was the little copay from like the little the visit.
Yeah.
The one that came yesterday, y'all went to the ER a couple months ago because I was having a stomach issue. The bill was $175. And I know like compared to like all the costs of like, you know, labs and all of that, that's like nothing. But like, excuse me? Like,
we didn't have a conversation one day about how the medical system is a scam. Health insurance is you need insurance, but like, it's crazy how I pay somebody money when I can go to the doctor, they pay it for me, and then I still somehow end up with the bill, but they pay for more stuff. I don't know. Somebody who knows more than me, we need to talk about how like, health insurance is one of the biggest scams ever, because I'm literally paying somebody
to heal me.
Well, that's the crazy thing. These hospitals are in line with the insurance companies. And so they send like 90% of the bill to them, but somehow I'm still paying 10%, but I'm also paying my health insurance to pay.
Exactly.
Anywho.
But wait though, dang, I low-key lost my train of thought.
You were talking about how bills just kind of nowhere. It was 175. You didn't like where you didn't like what had made you feel.
I know, but it was something regarding like, oh, just thinking about like, even this is how you know the medical system is like a scam, because like, think of like, you're treating someone who's like dying and then they die. Now their medical bills roll over to whoever is like was taking care of them, or who, you know, if a husband dies, boom, the wife gets the medical bills from that dying husband. Like, dang, like he dead already. Like, what? Like, come on now.
And that's adulting. Adulting is paying taxes. And
that's what I'm saying. That's that unexpected stuff. I mean, not that it's unexpected. I guess you know that it's going to roll over to, but some people might not realize that that's what's going to happen. So like, boom, now I'm already paying a mortgage. Now I got to pay my dead husband's medical bills and his funeral and his.
What? I have a question for you. I know you hate when I ask you questions. I'm going to ask you a question. What's the one thing you love about adulthood? And then what was the most unexpected thing to hit you outside of bills?
What I do love with adulting is just being able to make my own choices and decisions. Mm-hmm. Whether that be where I live, I don't want to say who I'm like dating or like stuff like that, because technically that's up to me as a child too, but
regardless, yeah.
Your parents could still be like, girl, no. Like, stop.
Well, your parents can live it.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, I guess the freedom that comes with adulthood, I do like appreciate that. What was unexpected? I didn't know life costs so much. I get now why the thermostat was set to 74. I get why we got stuff that was not name brand. A Great Value slaps. Uh-huh. Great Value Kroger brand.
It's the same thing.
Man, what is it? Everyday Target, up and up, or up, whatever it's called.
It's the same thing. It's all cotton.
I understand. I get it. Today I was at Walmart looking at different frostings because I was going to buy some cupcakes and frosting.
Okay.
Duncan Hines was like 148. Pillsbury's like 134. There was something else that was like 168. Mm-hmm. Then I go over to my friend Great Value, right? The Great Value frosting. Close. It was 117. Ooh. Which one y'all think I grabbed? Exactly.
That's a difference of like 50 cents though.
So? That now, add up though.
I get it. No, that's facts. And it's funny you say that because... how do I say this without sounding bougie?
I would say Austin bougie though. Certain stuff, no, listen. Especially with a lot of this stuff, it comes out the same factories and it be the same stuff low key. They just slap a different label on there. Yes, or nice. With certain stuff, like, y'all, I used to be in love with Great Value had fudge bars. Amazing. I tried Blue Bunny. I tried Popsicle. I tried some other brand and it did not hit like Great Value.
They did something different than this.
I don't know. They
a little bit more diabetes in that one, huh? It's a little tad more than diabetes.
They were amazing. So yeah, don't count out the you know, those generic brands. Do not count them out. That's all I mean.
I think the one thing that I've enjoyed about being an adult, it's partly that decision making part, but I think it's more so the idea that I finally have some control over my life.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that when you're a kid you don't, but like,
you know,
you start to,
no,
you don't.
Black parents.
No. Let's talk about it. But you get to a place where, you know, knowing that whatever decision you make, you've made it. And the consequences don't seem as bad, even if they're bad, right?
Like, yeah.
Even if, let's say, I skip work today, or I skip work, whatever, and, you know, I get fired, I realize that those would be the consequences.
Right.
So it doesn't hurt as much versus, I think, when you're younger, you're forced to do things. So when you're forced to do something and there's a bad consequence, you're like, I didn't even want to do that. I didn't even want to, like, your parents say, do this. And you're like, I don't even want to do that. And now you end up, you know, at a place, like a place you don't like. Or, you know, you end up in a situation where it's like, my attitude towards this is already out of my control. Because you've already killed my whole vibe. Thanks. Now it's even more killed because I'm dealing with these issues because you made this decision for me. So now when I make a decision, whether it's staying out too late on a Monday night and realizing it's time for me to go into work Tuesday, whether it's, you know, getting Waffle House when I probably should get something better and dealing with the consequences in the morning, whether it's maybe I shouldn't have got her number because she has a boy, whatever it is.
Yikes.
I can take on those consequences. So I'm okay. I feel a lot better. What I didn't expect in adulthood was more so how much other people start to lean on you unexpectedly. And what I mean by that is, once you become an adult, whether it's little cousins or just family members, people start to like really shift their dynamics with how they like act with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, not some people change up. It's a good and bad thing, but like, I did not expect for so much of a change up in like certain family members' attitudes towards me as an adult or how they interacted with me. I mean, I got some family members who before were like, you know, had my back and whatnot, and then like, I don't know what happened in the transition once I became an adult or adulting age. It feels like a disconnect was created, and or like they started asking for more things, and not in a bad way, just in like a, oh, I never expected you to be the person who was
right.
And you see where I'm at, and I understand why you're asking, but I never expected you to be that person. Don't say that. I never expected. So, you know, that's probably the unexpected, relationships changing. And if I could add one more quick thing, just as a sidebar, I've enjoyed having a different type of relationship with my parents in this, I can drink, I can hang, we can hang. Like,
I agree with that. I love that.
Yeah.
They call it, like, I saw a tweet that was saying, like, when you become an adult, like, you have to, like, relearn your parents. And, like, you do. You relearn them and you, like, form a totally different relationship than what you had as a kid. It's great.
You start to understand, I mean, you start to really understand some of their actions a little more.
Yes, for sure.
And you start to understand the people they are for not just being, like, whether they were good or bad. Mm-hmm. And it's really true because, I mean, anybody who knows me and my dad, our relationship has been bumpy, like, my whole life.
Yeah.
But I think as I've gotten older, especially, say, 22 to now, you know, I've been able to understand that guy a lot more.
Yeah.
And be like, I get it. Like, I'm not judging you on a kid mindset or, like, a, you know, father to son. I'm judging you as, like, you are this man, and you are human, and you make mistakes. We all make mistakes, and for me to judge you on those mistakes would make me not a good person. It would make me ignorant, but it also make me, like, you know, I make mistakes. Yeah. And I think it's because I've been able to make mistakes as an adult, as a young man, that I look at her and I'm like, I get it. I hear you.
Right.
We can move forward. So, like, I've enjoyed that piece, and it is relearning your parents.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And I realized I used to hate it, but, like, we look alike, and we're actually very much alike in personalities. I hate it. I hate that.
That's how I feel with my mom. I be mad, like, oh, I hate to act like you. Because I used to always be like, right, literally. Like, even with, like, the corny jokes and stuff, I'd be like, no. Damn it.
I really love her some corny jokes.
I do. And I realize that when I say the stuff, and I'm like, no, 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 no. No, no. I sound like Herman. Like, no. No.
Cameraman, do you feel like you relate to your parents a little more?
Cameraman says yes.
He just gives us a thumbs up. You can't see it. Appreciate you, dog.
Wait, can we circle back to how in black families you don't get to make your own decisions?
Oh, okay.
Wait, no,
trauma.
No. Just real quick. I just think trauma. About, so when I was a kid, me and my sister used to do karate, y'all. And according to my dad, he says.
You saw that? Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
He said,
I
don't know.
Go, talk.
I'm talking. I wanted to quit before I got my black belt. I was so close, y'all. I actually was a belt away, and I did not want to do karate anymore. Cap. My sister got her black belt, though.
That's cap.
It's not cap at all.
You're kizzy.
I literally had a brown and black belt. It was one belt away.
Wait, it's only two belts?
No, I'm saying I was one belt away from getting my black belt.
How many belts
are there? There are hella.
And you got all of those belts?
Like, you start at white, you go to yellow, you go to orange, you go to green, green to white, green. Yes. And I didn't want to do it anymore. And I stopped at 10. So, look, apparently my dad said, he said this is what I did. Say something else. Because I'm ready to, like, bitch. I'm ready.
I'm not saying that.
Anywho, can I continue? Yes. If I didn't know what I was talking about, yes, I wouldn't have known what belts to go through. So, apparently, when my sister was doing karate, I looked him in my eye, or in his eyes at 4 years old and said, I want to be a little dragon. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, I did not say that. There's no way I said that.
It was hot.
So, from ages 4 to 10, I did karate. And that's why I'm telling you, I was that close. I had all those years to earn all of those belts. And
ages what to what?
4 to 10.
Oh, so it took you like 6 years. Okay.
Yeah, I literally did karate for like a lot of time. Okay. Like, gotcha. But I didn't like, especially as I got older, I didn't like it. I was like playing both. I was doing karate and basketball, and I decided I wanted to stick with basketball. So, yeah, that was what happened. But I'm thinking, there's no way that I decided that I wanted to do karate. Like, no. You had to make that choice for me. At four, I'm like, no. No way.
At four, I was
there's
like,
no way.
I'm gonna do the karate kid.
Literally, like, there's no way.
The karate.
And then I used to be in there miserable.
Imagine later saying, I'm going to be karate kid. That's wild. That is wild.
So, okay.
I feel in a fight.
First of all, no, he has.
Anywho, back
he lying, y'all. I don't fight.
Back to black parents.
And you can't use karate unless you're defending yourself.
Is that what they taught you?
Yes. Everybody that takes karate knows that.
You wouldn't know because you're one way or a black belt, right? Anywho,
now when I knock this man Koofy off that he don't even have on. I'm going to be wrong, right?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, yeah, black parents in adulthood, do you feel like they become more accepting? And, like, when they're younger, they just feel like they need to control your life? Do you feel like they don't? Because they still, I feel like black parents still try to control your life.
I was about to say that. I don't think they become accepting. It's just, like, at that moment, they don't, like, they kind of don't have a choice. Like, it's my life now. Like, it was your life for the first 18. It's mine now.
There was definitely this weird transition too, where like I remember going there from college.
Okay, 21. Because I'm sorry.
Yeah. But I remember like going there from college and then coming back home, like maybe like 19, 20,
mm-hmm.
and then like being in a house, and then going out, and then them being like, "You need to be home by 10." I was like, "Excuse me." Respectful, like, because it's their house, but it's also like, I've been out till 3 my whole, like, these last 2 years. And because your last memory of me is literally being under your roof, you don't know. And I can't get mad at you for not knowing. But it's interesting that, like, it takes time to get to that. Like, when did you tell your parents that you drink? Like, when did that happen?
Well, it was well after 21, honestly. Was it? Like, I would say within the last, like, 2 years, so maybe like when I was like 20.
Two years?
I would say maybe like, honestly.
Girl, you're 25. You told her at 23?
Honestly, it might have been like 24.
Wow. Wait, your mom didn't know you was an alcoholic before? No, I'm
joking. Right? But we just weren't there yet. And even with my dad, he didn't know what time I was on until January of this year, y'all. And yeah, I was 25 at that time too. So, it's just, I don't know. Cause like, okay, to your point too, when I was in college, I lived at home. So let me tell y'all what my parents, what they did. So I was 18. Why they try to tell me my curfew was 12:30? Parties don't start until 12. So you mean to tell me that I have to leave when the party is starting so I can make it home at 12:30?
It don't start at 12. You was just,
no, that's when it get jumping.
I mean, but it starts at 10.
I mean, yeah, but I don't want to be there at 10 just standing around. I want to be there where all the people there, like when it's like lit.
Okay, I feel you.
So, you know, in college, you pregame to 12, get to the party.
It's pre-COVID.
Yes, for sure.
This COVID changed the whole game.
This was between 6 and 8 years ago, y'all. Well, 8 years ago. No, 7 when I was like really partying. Okay. But they wanted me to come home at 12:30. So I ended up having to negotiate with them. And we still only, I want to say that it might have only been to like 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, nah. That's...
Or maybe 1:30, maybe. But like, it was so terrible. Like, it was to the point where I didn't even want to go out.
Once you got there, you better leave.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't even want to go out because of that. So like, for a while, I wasn't going out. And then I came up with the idea to stay with my best friend who lived on campus so that I could go out. And then life was cool.
No, and that's, and I think that brings me to this, like, this kind of, this wrap-up point, which is like, where do As we look at adulthood for ourselves, we both have like little sisters, little siblings, cousins, little
okay.
cousins. You got a niece one day. What's one thing you would want to tell them about adulthood that they should look forward to, and one thing they should look out for?
Can you go first? I need to think.
So I would tell my little sister. I would tell Aaliyah. I would tell her that she should look forward to her independence.
Yeah.
Because I think independence is something that builds all of us to become better people.
Yeah.
And I think it really shows you who you really are.
Okay.
That independence really either, you know, some people, it's fight or flight, right? Sink or swim. And adulthood really puts an emphasis on that. One thing I would tell you to look out for are just people. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a general statement, but like, you know, when you become an adult, you have to meet people you don't know. You're all constantly in rooms with people that you have no connections to, but you have to do it.
Yeah.
And so I would tell her, like, be wary of people who want to take advantage of you, who you don't know. Because once you become an adult, you have to take care of all your finances, all the medical stuff, and people try to sell you things all the time, or try to put you in situations you don't need to be in.
Yeah.
So I would tell her, I mean, and this is general advice, but like, once you become an adult, you have to become more cautious of just who's around you and the circle that you're keeping. Mm-hmm. Because you're more vulnerable than ever.
Okay. For my nieces and nephew and like little cousins, I would tell them to look forward to like the relearning of their parents and stuff.
Facts.
I don't know. I really love that. Like, I tell people now all the time how much I love my mom, and like, even a few years ago, like, I wouldn't talk about her this much. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, like, our like relationship has like developed so much since like I've become an adult. So that's definitely one thing I would tell her to look forward to. And if you know, like, my one niece with my sister, I ain't gonna name drop, but y'all know who it is. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Y'all know who.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say she loves people, because she can be weary of people and like meeting new people, but she love her family, boy. So I feel like that's gonna be a great time for her, like, mm-hmm. just relearning. What I would tell her to look out for, or them, well, I guess I'm being specific to her, I don't know. Just because I see her the most.
Because you got a favorite.
Don't do that. I don't have a favorite. She's just the one I see the most. I would say, just again, like, looking out for, or like, be wary of people, because she can be a little like gullible, and mm-hmm. I just, if you mess with her, I'm not gonna be happy.
Oh, we coming for your whole family, dog.
Yeah. So, see, hey, fist up.
Cameraman just put his fist up. He coming for you, dog. In the future, if you hear this, just know you mess with the wrong one.
Hey,
mess with the wrong one.
For real, but no, people can just be so.
Vindictive, evil, nasty,
yes, and I don't,
disgusting.
So yes.
For sure.
That's it. Okay.
And yeah, and I mean, and this adulthood conversation goes on and on, but the main thing is bills.
Bills.
And more bills.
And more bills.
And bills. And just a little bit of vacation in there, but then more bills. So, for all us young millennials, we all know, we gonna get there one day, y'all, but it's gonna take some time. Pay your bills.
Hang in there, y'all.
Get insurance. And we still love you. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the AA Podcast.
Don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on IG and Twitter @BeTheBestMedia_ and on Facebook @BTB Media.